This show rocks.
We'll be right back.
right, welcome to This Show Rocks. This show totally rocks. It is Thursday night. It's Radioactive International. We are back here mourning again for the unfortunate, untimely passing of Chris Cornell there last week. So that was a bit of Soundgarden. Tonight I'm going to do a bit of an ode to Chris Cornell and play loads. Trying to think of how to do it. I think I'm just going to play loads of stuff from the Northwest from the 90s. So I've got, you know, your Alice in Chains and your Mudhoney, but I've also got a bit of Green River and Skin Yard, and I got some stuff from Portland, and I've got this, the Melvins, with Honey Bucket.
We'll be right back.
There. Before that, we had a bit of Skin Yard with Rob. Going fairly old school on the whole Seattle thing. What turned out to, I believe, be called grunge somewhere later down the line. And if there is, if there are kings of grunge, Mudhoney would be in contention. This is their anthem. This is nearly grunge's anthem. Touch me, I'm sick.
I'm bite, cause I know that's what they want me to do. And all they hear is what they choose. We'll be right back.
a bit of Human there with They, and a bit of Alice in Chains there with Wood. I'm going to keep it going with a bit of Heat Miser. I'm going to make a break from Seattle for a moment. I'm going to go up to Northwest because that's really more what I know. I'll go actually down to Portland because that's what I know. Starting off with a bit of Heat Miser with Flame.
We'll be right back.
right, I know we went to Chicago, but that was a bit of Smashing Pumpkins there. And before that, we were back in Portland for a bit of the 30 at 6 with Bozozoku. This is This Show Rocks. It's Radioactive International. It's Thursday night. We're halfway through. I've got a good few more. I'm going to play a bit of Nirvana just to kick off the second half. This is Breed off of Nevermind.
I don't care.
Gurren Blanston out of Portland. They were from the later 90s, from the mid-90s, I suppose. The mid-late 90s, we'll say. That was Gurren Blanston. And before that, we had a bit of Tad with Habit Necessity from the early 90s, I'd say. We're going to go back to the early 90s for a bit. The band that actually saw open the gig with Nirvana, a band called Sprinkler. I think they're out of Portland. I think they might have been out of Eugene at the time.
Come on.
a bit of Pond there with Flood. Pond being one of my favorite, it's a guilty pleasure, Pond being one of my favorite Portland Northwest bands of the whole year. And then a bit of Sissy Face with Sadness is a Creeping Disease, which I did a bit of research today just for the crack on the Northwest music scene to remind myself of bands I couldn't remember. And I found out that the drummer from Sissy Face is Rachel Blumberg, who went on to play in the Decembrists, the wife's favorite band. So a little tidbit of information for you there. Anyways, but I started the whole show this week to be a bit of a Chris Cornell show, which it kind of has been because it's been all from the Northwest, except for that feckin' tune from the Smashing Pumpkins. I'm going to finish with a bit more Chris Cornell to book in the whole show with Mr. Cornell. Sad to see him passing. It did affect me. I had a great fondness for... He seemed like a very nice guy, and I had a great fondness for the band. And I'm going to play them now with a bit of Soundgarden, with a bit of Rusty Cage, with a bit of This Show Rocks, with a bit of Radioactive International, with a bit of Until Next Week. I'll see you then. We'll be right back.